Well, I know that there are people in many parts of the world listening today, and I am very grateful to all the listeners and all the people who participated in one way or another in what I'm celebrating today, which is international relations, perhaps, more specifically, a trip to Ireland. A trip I kind of assumed I would take someday, but I didn't know for sure until Anne Feeney made an offer on her website, and I said, hey, that sounds like the way to go. Go with somebody who knows and cares and loves music and loves justice. So I took off and with some help from local friends, Mary Garvey, Dan and Tori, people who have made the trip and knew a lot about it and gave me tips. And then I met fabulous people on the way. Some of them you're going to hear from. Some of them I'm going to mention. I'm going to play hopefully, if all goes well, play a poem, thanks to Barry. My friend Carol always encouraging me to reach out. And going out to all the pals I met, to Mary and Molly and Nell and Ellen and Harry and Anna Mae and Bill, Kay, Ken, Lynn, Mary and Scott, Maya, Jim, Todd, Moho, love you, Dory, my roomie, Char, Carol, Julie, and the folks who helped us, and Patty who took us around. And you'll be hearing more about some of the others. Right now, I want to start out with a piece. And since, yes, it is that time of year, we won't ignore it. I actually have a piece of music that is timeless. Comes from an album called Timeless, as a matter of fact, by a fellow named Owen Dignan, spelled E-O-I-N. And the name of the piece is Ancient Rite, explores the veils between worlds as spirits enter and leave. You'll hear a blackbird, which was recorded outside the window, singing live to the track. And Owen's one of the pipers, the Ellen Piper, and flute or whistle players, whom I was lucky enough to hear. Thanks for being here. Enjoy a trip to Ireland.
As I was walking home one evening, I noticed, take some believing, I met a group of creatures with the strangest looking features. A poor old dog and a worm and a weed and a fine old pigeon, yes indeed. A daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the wheel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Then a daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the wheel in the flickering light. On his thin and wispy spindles, he was deft and he was nimble. His eyes were scientific and his dancing was terrific. And the rats and the worms, they made it in, and the nettles in the corner took it in. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Then he looked at me directly with a gaze that could dissect me, and he asked me in a whisper, have you got any sisters? Says I to him, what sort of a man do you think I am? I've only one, she's not your type, she wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. I've only one, she's not your type, she wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Says he, does she come from another planet? Has she got a bee in her bonnet? Does she do her daily duties? You never know, we might be suited. And the rats and the worms began to laugh, and some of them started shuffling off. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel in the flickering light. I could see he had no scruples when I looked into his pupils. They were purple or magenta, like a statue during Lent. Get her right away, good man, says he, no, don't delay, we're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Then up stepped a red carnation, and they gave her an ovation. She was warm and enchanting as she slowly started dancing. And the bright old pigeon peeled his eye, and the nettles and the weeds began to sigh. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel in the flickering light? Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel in the flickering light? She was gentle, she was charming, and I heard him call her darling. He was graceful as a whisper, and his delicate legs of silver. And the worms were still as mice, and the poor old pigeon said, that's nice. A shimmering veil on a lovely bride, they danced to the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on a lovely bride, they danced to the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on a lovely bride, they danced to the reel in the flickering light. Oh. Thank you.
Turn it down. Eisht eisht la tunas na haun, eisht eisht la tarana daun, tarana daun, tarana daun.
Maz Flaherty, Maz O'Flaherty. Let's get that right. One of the popular pubs in Dingle, which was the end of my journey, actually, is O'Flaherty's. But I had been sent to Maz and Fergus by Mary Garvey, our own local singer, songwriter, and proponent of all kinds of good music, especially Irish, who gave me quite a background in the Dingle area, since that's where her family comes from. When I got off the bus, as a matter of fact, first thing you see, because it's right across the street, is the Super Value, and it's Garvey's Super Value. I thought, oh gosh, I must be right at home. Well, Maz is this dynamite woman who owns the smallest record shop in Ireland, if not in the world. It's this tiny little place packed with music, not just Irish. She's got some classics, LPs, and CDs, and she also podcasts from the shop. And if you want to know more about that, you can give me a call after the show. I hung out there for a while, met some other folks as well, and of course at the pub, hearing music from her and her brother, Fergus, who owns the place. So we heard Eisht Eisht from her album of it seems to be all of Maz's songs sung by herself and others, called The Borrowed Angels. And we started out with Owen Dignan, Ancient Rite, from his album Timeless. And he heard two incredible Illan pipe players, and play some more from Owen later, including a piece that took me to a church. You didn't have to pay to get in the bars, but you had to pay to get in the church. Go figure. But it was worth it to see the fabulous stained glass windows that had inspired his music, as I say, which you'll hear later. Followed that up with Christy Moore, whom I did not meet, but who is everywhere. His name is about posters of him, along with some of the groups who've actually been right here in the Pacific Northwest playing, and right here on KMUN Radio. But Christy Moore, I've played every year at this time because of that piece, The Real and the Flickering Light from Ordinary Man. Met Neve Parsons and Graham Dunn. They actually came and did a concert specially for our group. And Neve was well known in several groups. She and Sandy Denny palled around and sang together. Graham Dunn is a magnificent, smooth guitar player. And we heard The Southwest Wind and The Petticoat Loose from Live at Filed. One of the tasks I set for myself and failed at was learning to read Irish. And just a quickie, Irish as opposed to Gaelic. You may call it either one or Gaelic, but in Ireland, it's called Irish because the language does differ from Scotland, Brittany, Galicia, and so it's Irish in Ireland. In addition to the lot of traditional music, which was just gorgeous, heard live, and which many of us have been listening to for many years, again, in the Pacific Northwest, Kevin Burke and Michal O'Donnell and Trina, his sister, Nee Donnell, also here every Saturday we have Celtic Air, and Fridays we have Fiona Ritchie. But to hear this stuff live in Ireland, in a pub, with lots of background noise is quite wonderful, and we're going to hear some of that. But I also was fortunate enough to have a special concert brought to us, thank you, Anne, by a fellow named Paul McAdam, M-A-C-K capital A-D-A-I-M. He and his three brothers have been locked up, tortured, gone through the mill. He's a young man in his 40s. And I bought all his albums for a couple of reasons, most especially so I could share them. And they are packed with some of the story that I learned about the country. Here's Paul McAdam, right here on KMUNS, Story of KTCP, Tillamook. And a shout out to those of you who are listening all over the world, especially in Dingle and perhaps Cork and other parts of Ireland.
As the sun goes down over Istanbul town, a father and mother weep in an F-block jail behind the steel rail. For the last time their daughter sleeps, starving for human rights. She won't give up the fight. Let her know, neither will we. For as long as the fascists are in control there, they'll come closer to you and to me. For countless years of torture and fear, a corrupt state of evil survives. Neath the blazing sun, this rebellion will uncover this government's lies. Mothers and daughters, sisters and brothers, starve inside and outside the jail. If we don't help them there, we won't need to ask how this human rights protest will fail. Closer to you and to me. Travel agents disguise this government's lies, selling holiday bricks in this land. If you can hear the plea of the boycotts we need, then you've started to reach out your sisters and brothers, starve inside and outside the jails. If we don't help them now, we won't need to ask how this human rights protest will fail. Starving for human rights, they won't give up the fight. Let them know. As long as the fascists are in control there, they'll come closer to you and to me.
میشه ارا شنی میلن خالی برا ماما غار میدرا که خالن کراغه مارمنار مخلان هین و یل مخر میشه ارا اگنی مینن خالی برا I am Ireland. I am older than the old woman of Berra. Great is my glory. I who gave birth to Cú Chulainn the Brave. Great is my shame. My family have sold their mother. I am Ireland. I am lonelier than the old woman of Berra.
There is a page in history when the workers they fought back, when the might of exploitation at last began to crack. In farm and field and factory, in workshop, mine and mill, a flame is lit, a beacon bright, that flame is burning still. Connolly was there, Connolly was there, brave, bold and on the Jims, Connolly was there. William Martin Murphy and his Dublin millionaires, trite, bribery, corruption, hypocrisy and prayers. This then the transport union, the Scots they did enlist, but all their work was shattered by the scarlet iron fist. Connolly was there, Connolly was there, brave, bold and on the Jims, Connolly was there. The bosses tried to sweat the lads way down on Glasgow's Clyde. A voice of roar and thunder shaped them in the stride. In Liverpool and Belfast, where the workers' life is hell, with Connolly rose and give them hope, the truth to you I tell. Connolly was there, Connolly was there, brave, bold and on the Jims, Connolly was there. Irishmen, the day will come when the workers are one and all will rise up from that bended knee and ready to the call. Throw out the boss's tyranny and shout from shore to shore for a socialist republic and for freedom evermore. Connolly will be there, Connolly will be there, brave, bold and on the Jims, Connolly will be there. Connolly will be there, Connolly will be there, brave, bold and on the Jims, Connolly will be there.
Oh, rise up, Mickey Crean, I'll not leave you here to die. The father of my children and the apple of my eye. I don't know what awaits us, the workhouse or the sea, but now begins our journey from Dingle to Tralee. See the neighbor's children, naked and alone. I hear their cries of hunger, but we cannot feed our own. May angels swiftly take them to eternity. We cannot take them with us from Dingle to Tralee. Up the hills and mountains, over Connor Pass, I don't know how we'll make it with neither horse nor ass. We used to have a donkey, what a joy he'd be. He gave his life so we might live from Dingle to Tralee. Gather round me, family, that came into my care. If I die along the road, you'll have to leave me there. And likewise your dear father, if such is meant to be. And you must keep on walking from Dingle to Tralee.
Well, that was our own Mary Garvey. And, ooh, I have so much music here. It's so exciting. And Mary put together an album called Songs for Our Ancestors. And we actually sent off a copy for Ann Feeney before the trip. And in the bus, as we were riding, we were able to hear some music. There were about 20 of us for 9 days, 20 of those delightful people whose names I mentioned earlier. And so Mary's album was played, and it is a compilation of many, many fine Irish and Irish-American artists and songs. So Dingle to Tralee. And that was the bus road that I took, much easier than the road that the people took during the Great Hunger, or the potato famine, as it's known in this country. It's not called that so much there. Although we will hear a song from that album about, well, I'll tell you about that later. So thanks, Mary. And I hope you get to Ireland soon. They're waiting for you. This is the year of the gathering in Ireland, and everywhere you saw signs. That means if you had any touch of Irish ancestry, they wanted you there. I had no touch of Irish ancestry, but I went anyway and had a blast. We heard some songs from the from Paul McAdam's albums. Started out, If We Don't Help Them Now. And then Mise Aire, and Connolly was there from Forsaken Land. The first was from the, it was the title cut. And Paul plays the pipes and the flute and the boron and strings, and also does recording. And he is the one whose family, his father was Protestant, mother was Catholic, both staunch. In Northern Ireland, but it became very clear to me very early and was constantly reinforced that this is what's going on in Ireland. It's not a problem between Catholics and Protestants. It's a political issue. It's a class issue. It's a power issue. And religion, as many of us know through experience and or just knowledge, is often used, and used effectively to split people up. But both Paul and later another man who was brought to speak just specifically with us, Danny Donnelly, who wrote the book Prisoner 1082, his escape from Crumlin Road, Europe's Alcatraz, and I have a copy of that book. I haven't read it yet, but I plan to. And several others as well were clear that there were many in the Protestant community, Protestant leaders, as well as rank and file, who working class folks, who were extremely helpful and supportive. Just a little side comment on Donnelly. He's now not a young man. This was during the 56 to 62 Republican campaign in Northern Ireland that his story took place. So later on, towards the second half of my journey, I went to Cork, and I went there because of international folk dancing. Thank you very much to Larry and Ita Southard, who lead a group, maybe the sounds like the only international folk dancing in Ireland. And I was connected with them through a woman in North Carolina and who responded to my query about dancing in Ireland and non-Irish dancing, or in addition to Irish dancing. And so I spent several wonderful days folk dancing, partying, helping out on the farm, barely, I must say, walking the roads. At one point, I had to stop at a house and say, is this a real road? And it's way beyond Brownsmead in terms of rural. And I had a wonderful time. Big shout out to Larry and Ita and all the folk dancers. Great group of people. So that took me to County Cork. And then I went over to the city of Cork. And I stayed with some Servas hosts, Nicholas and Siobhan, a terrific young couple. And that would be in their 30s. And Servas is the international peace organization with host families all over the world. I'm a host here in Oregon. We have a number of hosts. Well, there are 92 hosts in Ireland. And I managed to stay with two different households, families. Had a wonderful time. And thanks to Annette, too, in Ballydehob. Check it out on the map, folks. We're talking southwest Ireland. I only got to the west and the southwest. That was plenty for 4 weeks. So there I am talking to Nicholas and Siobhan, who are both human rights activists. And I mentioned this fellow, Donald Donnelly, and prisoner 1082, and their eyes just got big and said, wait a minute. And it turns out that they bought the very house on Blarney Street. Yes, I said Blarney Street, that Donald had used as a safe house when he was escaping all those years earlier. And he had come just a couple of years before to see if the folks were still there. And so my hosts met with this author and speaker, and the small world became that much smaller. So started out the trip in Ennis, a delightful town. Thanks Tori and Dan for recommending and recommending a hostel there, which was terrific, right smack in the middle of town. And again, I met some wonderful people. Peter, who helped out Moho and me to get to Bunratty, and showed us the way. And I then went on to, hurling. Ever heard of hurling? Google it, or whatever it. Hurling is an all-Irish sport against Larry had written and said, even if you hate sports, don't miss the hurling match. It's the biggest thing in Ireland. And I happened to be in one of the towns that was the biggest rooters, because I was in County Clare, and it was County Clare against County Cork. And it was a blast. The whole town was lit up in yellow and blue, which is their Clare colors. 32 counties in Ireland, nine of which are in Northern Ireland, but only six of those are part of the British Union. The rest are part of Ireland proper. Anyway, I got right into it and was rooting for Clare, shouting and screaming with the rest of them. I also had a fabulous visit with Liam, who is the director of Clare FM, a commercial radio station. However, they sounded much more like KMUN, community radio, than any station I've been to. I got a terrific tour, and I met some of the people, and also learned about how they operate. So each county has its own local radio station, but it is supported by the businesses in the area. So lots of music there, and then we went met with the group. We went to County Mayo and Westport, Anybody who's ever heard the Chieftains probably knows that's where Matt Malloy is, and that's where his pub is. And I spent two full nights, despite the crowds, and I had a blast. And the second night, Matt Malloy himself showed up. He's the flute player from the Chieftains, and he's not as young as he used to be, but his music is as vibrant. And he is a lovely, lovely person. I told him that I'd be that we already played his music on KMUN and that I'd be featuring it as well. And he was very cordial and friendly. Here's a little Matt Malloy right here on KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Thanks for being here in our Irish trip. Thank you.
welcome party home. In came a faraway stranger, settled all over our land, and the horse and the plow and the goat and the sow fell into a stranger's hand. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam, for the sun it will shine on the harvest time. Welcome, Paddy, home. Now the girls, they are young and they're frisky. They'll take you by the hand. Saint Jimmy McCree, won't you come with me? Welcome, a stranger's hand. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam, for the sun that will shine on the harvest to welcome Paddy home. Scotsman blows the whistle, the Englishman falls down the road, but Paddy can boast of the immortal eye for the sweet little shamrock.
Gebrote brona chatter shoch gan sola sin satel. Ma forkin fair gan garawim. De ask of clean and vrakalin goes fear na gorse and traskara a hero legrin. Da vainche spallo has an agus crown a lochelin. Cloch is clar is gan a ver a hinel. The chudin fair and madden suas has so her fag in the shachtene is barra vech on takara le fawn yon lay. Dom hwin nid fain in magine sun I a trim niol gyrwb bert ar o calam o da fwy fa fwyr fian yn ein da gaib ma hachtere chyma ffordd gyn fer a iarach am is graf ar ffolt ach fragaroch da hon a dyr ar ein. Stafain si spal o hasana gys grawn o loch y len. Cloch is clor is gan y fer o gw hi neil. Dychyd yn ffair yn maid yn sŵas a soch ar ffag yn y siach dyn y is bar o fech yn tac ar y le ffôn yn le. I gwrs y fair fi spal o col le ffôn yn le. Sa lyd ar sŵd gwslacht ffwr glan y siedig bwynt yn neir. Shall a bog the nadara, so London log and cafos, vido and shoot the lacquer, so barog a cray. Stavain shispal o hasan agus crown o loch a lane. Cloch is clar is gan a ver o hi nail.
Do chudin fwer ar maidin suas Has och ar fagin na siachtane Is bar a vech an takara Le fóin an lei
Beautiful piece of music from Aini Hui Laoti. I'm butchering it. From an album called Peace. And we'll hear some more from that album. It was put out as a benefit for hospice in Dingle. And that's what took me into Mike's shop, the Dingle bookstore. And yeah, I'll tell you a little more later. We heard from Matt Malloy from an old LP, could you tell? Called Stony Steps, which reminded me of all of the standing stones. I thought that was a name of a place until I noticed it was all over the map. And those vertical standing stones that were put there a long time ago, and they're everywhere. Foolin' in Doolin' gave us True Born Irishman from Live in McDermott's. McDermott's is one of the pubs we went into in Doolin and County Clare. That was our last place as a group. And that was Cyril O'Donohue, and we'll hear some more from him as well. Blackie was playing the pipes, but not on that tune. Okay, time for KMUN Astoria, 91.9, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5. It's a bird note, if all goes well. And then we'll be back in Ireland. Lots of birds there, no doubt about it.
This is Bird Note. Does your household sometimes sound like this in the morning? Is that first hour occasionally a bit disorienting as you and yours get ready for the day ahead? Well, if you lived farther south, say along the forest edge in tropical Central America, every morning might begin with this cacophony. The rhythmic guffaws you'd hear belong to a flock of chachalacas. Look, there they are. A dozen large brown birds resembling small turkeys with long tails, hopping from branch to branch in the trees. Several chachalaca species reside in the tropics. They also...
Look across the Mount Eagle on a Smerwick Bay. Up at mighty Brandon, don't know what to say. See you across the Valencia. I don't know what to say. The tips of the clouds, the mountains stretch so much higher. Wind sweeps down the valley, blows away a missile fire. Lay so still, just lie there. Reflect the tides of time. I'm in County Kerry, and Tarbert down to the old stone bridge. From the stone naturally, Killarney and east. Across to Dingle Bay, on a Castle Gregory. I'm here in County Kerry. Down a cloud beach and see the sleeping giant. Look out past the basket into the deep blue sea. And the wind sweeps down the valley, all blows away. So fine, and the lake so still, just lie there. Reflect the tides of time. I'm in County Kerry, from Tarbert down to the old stone bridge, from Liston and Tralee, Killarney in the east, to Dingle Bay. On a Castle Gregory, oh, I'm here in County Kerry.
Bedib nachtori nahina gudian lanin in the willim mound. Margur marlim law agusian nablian edun mahalu town. Margur baun vi khon rihil gubin kyol pipo gus lahun ar khlar lam den gar ne vuiud abi khalina donam round abar. Ed yuchwin lichla son doed we most doedin shadu gyar kustum. Bogas ndo chosh mragin esporo gas de lag tantul. Dogr wenger gahno widwi is nakor di gufitid lu nachotru nachlan win fostoshne edibord lingus shine dolunun. Айдется морех, Ганнас пляхас лекуна вде. Марна паннен сынавайча, Гова брах-брах, Эдифаг мухэль. Маргры беда хорат лалак, Дохрой гагус дуварвиме. Осигьяна хол кодобас танан досу маскарымлен. Агасисырке фортлавыргем, Tan tar khaun si brale koi khinishin do hur tar sal is ko brakh brakh nirhelatsu meg mo winter is meg mo hard go brakh brakh golnar nyong Ахынишохуа сарсали, кедослан нагекланнэл. Хуадыргол.
The music you're listening to is dedicated to Sue Kirkman, who after 1 week of the move to Ireland in 2010 was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. She died 6 weeks later in Ireland. Her husband put together this album. I have been overwhelmed by the support, care, and empathy of the people of Dingle. In particular, those, quote, back west. Their gentleness, concern for me, and consideration of donating time, energy, and music to the Peace album is beyond words of thanks. There cannot be many whose lives have not been affected by those suffering from cancer, those whose existence has been utterly changed by circumstances totally outside anyone's control. the consultant, doctors and nurses, as well as support staff at the Palliative Care Unit, Tralee, County Kerry, give their professional care continuously. But sadly, there is no palliative care ward at present. Therefore, to better help others in the future, all proceeds from PEACE will go towards existing plans to build a ward dedicated to palliative care for the people of County Kerry. I wish to thank you so very much for supporting this cause. Paul Kirkman. You're listening to Mike Venner and Paul with Apple Praetis. And we heard from Patty Martin McGurrett and Paul Kirkman himself, as well as last hour from Annie Lauti, all from that beautiful album. There are amazing musicians, as obviously, well, it's obvious from the music we've been listening to today and for years. Amazing musicians coming out of Ireland. One of the ones I was privileged to hear is Owen Dignan, who, in addition to lots of different kinds of music, put together a project called Lumina. And the idea for the CD, A Musical Journey of the Spirit from Birth to Death and Rebirth, was born on my first viewing of the Harry Clark windows in Dishart Chapel, Dingle. Breathtaking and intensely moving. And I wanted to pay you just one of the pieces. This is Sermon on the Mount, Purple Cloud, Sure-Footed. Here we visit middle age and maturity, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, hard-earned or not, as the case may be. Wake-up time, or so it seems. A purple cloud without shape covers the plains, sunlights each day till evening. From there to night, and Lord the stars, wise phrases from heaven adorn the skies. Bright every word, every truth, every breath, every verb.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was live. Live in McDermott's. And that's Foolin' and Doolin' is the name of the group. And that was Blackie O'Connell. And it is said, so Blackie and, oh, one of my favorite pipers. It is said you must be born to be a piper. These are the Illin pipes, nothing in your mouth. It's all in your arms and your fingers, and it's a brilliant instrument. And we heard from Owen just before that, Dignan, with Sermon on the Mount from his album Lumina. All this on KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook here in Astoria, Oregon, U.S. of A., with thanks to all who are listening all over the world. And one of the treats is between my roomie and Ann Feeney, we had visitors from America, and that would be the Peter and Holly, Peter Jones, who wrote a song which, as soon as I play it, you'll recognize it. It's been played many, many times, but who knew? Who knew who wrote it? And apparently after our trip, Dory, my roommate, went off with Peter and Holly and their sisters, and they were greeted like, well, Peter was, greeted like a king in Kilkelly, Ireland. So we'll hear that song. And then, as many of you know, one of the most beloved and well-known poets from Ireland died a month or two ago, Seamus Heaney. And my friend Barry sent me this clip. I hope it works so that you can hear Seamus with his own poem. And it was amazing to hear this because one of the experiences we had was digging the turf, the peat, and the land there, all everywhere I was in Ireland was very similar to here in terms of the weather and the, the friendly people and the greenery and also the acid soil, which I have in Brownsmead. I don't know about you. And so you'll hear about the peat, and then we'll hear a song from Mary Garvey's album called Dan O'Hara. And we went to Dan O'Hara's, where he came from. Ann Feeney singing Peter Jones' song.
Kilkelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son, John. Your good friend, the schoolmaster, Pat McNamara, is so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England. The house is so empty and sad. The crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. Your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railroad. We all hope you're coming home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1870, dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children, may they grow healthy and strong. Michael has got in a wee bit of trouble, I guess that he never will learn. Because of the dampness, there's no turf to speak of, now we have nothing to burn. Bridget is happy and named a child for her. You know she's got six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind or when you might be coming home. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1880. Dear Michael and John, my sons, I'm sorry to give you the very sad news that your dear old mother has gone. Buried her down at the church in Kilkelly. Your brothers and Bridget were there. You don't have to worry, she died very quickly, remember her in your prayers. So good to hear now that Michael's returning with money he's sure to buy land. For the crop has been poor and the people are selling at any price that they can. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I guess that I must be close on to 80. It's 30 years since you're gone. Because of all of the money you sent me, I'm still living out on my own. Michael has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters are grown. Thank you for sending your family pictures. They're lovely young women and men. You say that you might even come for a visit. What joy to see you again. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1892, my dear brother John. I'm sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that father passed on. He was living with Bridget, she says. He was cheerful and healthy right down to the end. You should have seen him playing with the grandchildren of Pat McNamara, your friend. And we buried him alongside of mother down at the Kilkelly churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. It's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called for you at the end. Oh, why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd all love to see you.
Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a keen rasping sound when the spade sinks into gravelly ground. My father digging. I look down till his straining rump among the flower beds bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills where he was digging. The coarse boot nestled on the lug. The shaft against the inside knee was levered firmly. He rooted out tall tops, buried the bright edge deep to scatter new potatoes that we picked, loving their cool hardness in our hands.
By God, the old man could handle a spade, just like his old man. My grandfather cut more turf in a day than any other man on Toner's Bog.
Once I carried him milk in a bottle, corked sloppily with paper. He straightened up to drink it, then fell to right away.
Nicking and slicing neatly, heaving sods over his shoulder, going down and down for the good turf, digging.
The cold smell of potato mould, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to fellow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it.
Seamus Heaney.
Sure, it's poor I am today, for God gave and took away, and he left without a home, poor Dan O'Hara. In the frost and snow I stand, with these matches in me hand. So it's here I am today, you're broken-hearted. Ah, Kushluck Yarmakri, won't you buy a box from me? And you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara. I'll sell them cheap and low. Buy a box before you go. From your broken-hearted farmer, Dan O'Hara. In the year of 64, I had acres by the score, and the grandest land you ever ran a plow through. But the landlord came, you know, and he laid our old home low. So it's here I am today, you're broken-hearted. Ah, Kushluck Yarmakri, won't you buy a box from me? And you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara. I'll sell them cheap and low. Buy a box before you go. From your broken-hearted farmer, Dan O'Hara. For 20 years or more did misfortune cross our door, and me poor old wife and I were sadly parted. We were scattered far and wide, and our children starved and died. So it's here I am today, you're broken-hearted. Ah, Kushluck Yarmakri, won't you buy a box from me? And you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara. I'll sell them cheap and low. Buy a box before you go. From your broken-hearted farmer, Dan O'Hara. Though in frost and snow I stand, still the shadow of God's hand, it lies warm upon the brow of Dan O'Hara. And soon with God above, I will meet the ones I love. And I'll find the joy I lost in Connemara. Ah, Kushluck Yarmakri, won't you buy a box from me? And you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara. I'll sell them cheap and low. Buy a box before you go. From your broken-hearted farmer, Dan O'Hara.
My mother was born in the remote West Cork, Gaeltacht, Irish-speaking region of Cuil Audna. It was there that I spent my childhood summers and where my love for music and culture was cultivated. The piece starts off with a lament for the wonderful local singer, Diarmaid O'Sullivan. The track finishes with an uplifting reel, The Road to Cuil Audna, which was always a happy place to be. From Owen.
Thank you. Honig ben godur kreslasa le hairi an le ekol sekri shamar dur chiek bula pasa chiek lach kahort eri na shi ken far fial tu lat molanav is kyr fedriach de la kjol shiri tam shenish sa tel kantane Kin far rudish shark mokri in snash late as trees not lauta more milk more lana fix super tro le blog as ian so it calls na haunta on su
was Maz Flaherty and her daughter, Maren Bennison. Again, Maz has the smallest record shop in Ireland, maybe in the world, in Dingle. Dingle is just full of good stuff. So is the rest of Ireland, I'm sure, but especially where I was, the West and the Southwest. Thanks to everyone who made my journey so exciting. And I don't want to forget mentioning the fabulous sheepdogs and sheep and cows and stones and ruins. And, of course, this being the week of, I do want to make sure everybody knows that Bram Stoker indeed was Irish, and it's not clear what Dracula came from, but some believe that it was a rather political piece dealing with the British Empire and class differences. And I also wanted to wish everybody Alangra Imofi, lots of love from my heart. That's Connemara Irish. And Slango Foil to use, which turns out comes from Ireland, although it's a Dublin dialect, I hear. It didn't start in Brooklyn. It's... Who knows where it started? And I want to go out with Paul McAdams, International in Irish, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5. Carol, signing off with joy.
Irgi, a luck to crash a swagal hill. Irgi, a year in the conja. Marnish, tundre of logic tunnel. Estagir, la reina cancha. Ammach, the world we shrug a ill ya. a sclava hi eragi, eragi. Aremanish, nashin drachaji, is jana mamil, a horna bua. A nishikaja tagi, elia, tankaga, jiri fire. Tira, tijerlashanta, a kinaringole, a nishikaja tagi, elia. Tankaga, jiri fire. Tiram tijern na shanta akinari uli. Yet rust or be a gun it is. Nasul laslana hieron yell. Smajabre erar labahin. Khunbarach silaban shamach Asmich a chroheska seis Asmich a hrydjeska cha Inta hael a chile gan ein haenis Gis a gan a basara An nisha ka ja ta gigi ilia Tan ka gul jiri fyrir An tiena te jir rashanta A kinani dole, a nishaka jatagi ilia, tan kagul jiri fire, tiaram tijar nashanta, a kinani dole, a tiaram tijar nashanta, a kinani dole.